freaking auto.
This is Brock and Saul.
Brock Heward and Marcus. Sorry about just Mike.
Presented by Carter, Volkswagen, and Ballard.
On Seattle Sports Station.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
Where's the buff dudes at?
Now here are your hosts, Brock Heward and Mike Saul.
Plenty of fire. Gosh, geez, he's exhausted. And then he doesn't leave either. He comes in here and he keeps talking after the segment ends.
Yep.
You know, there are people in radio that are actually introverts, right? But then they get on the air and they have a lot to say.
Oh,
G is not one of them. I mean, I'm not either, but G's really not one of them.
We're talking about different paths that quarterbacks have taken to this game. He's taken a very, very path to radio.
Very true.
It fits.
All right. One of our favorite little games to play here on this show, before we have some open phone lines, which we do every Friday at 9:30, is Whose Shoes? Maura created this.
Great idea.
It is. It's one of my favorites. Whose Shoes? Maura, what kind of questions we have today for Whose Shoes?
All right, it's all championship games.
Oh, all right, we're getting ready for Sunday.
So, just pick whose shoes you would rather be in. We'll start out with, would you rather have to play at, whose shoes? Playing at Lincoln Financial Field or playing at Arrowhead?
Well, that's a tough one. Arrowhead's probably louder, but Philly's more dangerous.
Aggressive.
Hmm.
I guess I'm thinking about, like, when I leave that stadium, where would I rather be? Also, Arrowhead's not close to the city, so I guess you got to get all the
I'm thinking as a player, though. I have a separate one for tailgating.
Okay.
So, going in there and having to play a game.
God, this is hard.
Ooh.
Well, I'm going to say Kansas City.
Yeah, since it's now being called Burrowhead, I'm going to go with that as well. Burrowhead Stadium.
I would go with that also. I would say I would rather be in Kansas City. I'd rather deal with the noise than, like, the horrible things people say to each other, to the players in Philly.
All right.
Yeah.
So, same one, but as a tailgating fan. Lincoln Financial Field.
Barbecue versus cheesesteaks?
In the city versus having a truck all the way out?
I'm going to go Kansas City on this one, too.
I'm definitely going Lincoln Financial Field.
No, I'm going to go Kansas City. I would rather have the Kansas City barbecue that's got to be, like, grilled out there at that stadium. For tailgating, you don't want to be in the city. You want to be outside the city. That's where tailgating goes down.
I still like the idea. I want to be able to walk by a greased pole before I go into the
city. Well, that's fair. I understand the greased pole.
The environment sounds
You want to see if you can
electric.
Climb that thing.
Way more electric at Lincoln
Financial. Justin's like, wait, which stadium has a courthouse in it so they can just, like, send
most
people right there? That's the one I want.
Most of them have the drunk tank, yeah.
Well, no, they have an actual courthouse.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No, they can, like, legitimately sentence you while you're at Lincoln Financial
Field.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Burrowhead.
Yeah. All right.
Whose shoes?
Whose shoes?
Money's gotta be the shoes!
That's right.
The Eagles front seven or the Niners front seven?
Well,
Niners.
Yeah, I mean, Hassan Reddick and Boza. How many sacks apart were they? A couple?
Doesn't matter. I'll still take the Niners. It's not about numbers. It's about who's actually more dominant. I'm going to take the Niners front seven.
Whose shoes?
It was the shoe.
The shoe?
It's got to be the shoes.
Yeah, but if I'm in the Eagles' shoes, that means I'm going against a team I hate more. So I feel like I'm placing myself in that uniform. Going Eagles.
Appreciate
Eagles
that. Seven.
All right. Whose shoes would you want to be in when it comes to all the quarterbacks playing this weekend and their style? And why is the answer Joe Burrow?
Yeah,
whose style would I want?
The answer is Joe Burrow. This isn't particularly close at all.
Is there any chance Jimmy Garoppolo is going to play this weekend? Because that's the style I'd like.
Wheel him out.
I'd like to look a little bit more like Jimmy Garoppolo, if you know what I mean.
Let's go, Joe.
I think I'd take Jalen Hurts. I mean, that of all the players, he's the one I would choose to watch. So I guess I would go with that. I enjoy watching him play. I love the speed combination with he's maneuverable and he can throw. Like, you put it all together. That's the style I would want. Mahomes he's probably the right answer, but
I just couldn't deal
with his brother and his. I'm out.
The family.
Yeah.
I like the cool, calm, ice in the veins type, so I'm going Joe for sure. Not just because I'm obviously super homer biased, but that's the kind of quarterback I like.
Not a doctor.
It's perfect. I never have been.
I know what she's taking.
All right. Whose shoes would you rather be in?
Whose shoes?
You could experience this championship weekend as a player. Would you rather do it as a vet that's been there numerous times, like a Mahomes, or as a rookie taking it all in for the first time? could be in those shoes.
Ooh. How about you answer it first, Maura? What would you rather be? A vet who's been there numerous times or a rookie taking it in for the first time?
I think I'd want to, if you could just have that experience once, I would want to be the rookie.
Yeah, I think there's no question I'm going to be the same because it's the puppy dog mentality again, which is just so much more fun.
First time's always best, man. Like, I mean, the chance to experience something for the first time, you always say yes.
You realize the second time you do it, how much you missed the first time, like how many things passed you by.
Yeah, and that's cool, but I mean, the ability to like see it all, like there's just nothing like the first time for anything. So yeah, I would go with that.
But as the vet, you'd have that knowledge already, all the mistakes out of the way.
Right, I mean, you'd be better at it, but in terms of the experience, I'll go with the first time. We're talking about a football game, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Football.
Who shoes, Travis Kelce or George Kittle?
Oh. I can't stand Travis Kelce. I'm going George Kittle.
I'm out.
The amount you feel about George Kittle is the amount I feel about Travis Kelce.
Yeah, I think I'll take Kelce, but I'm out. I'd like to be out.
Okay.
I'd like to opt out. Neither's shoes.
Let's try coaches.
Barefoot.
I'd like to go barefoot for this one, please.
Whose shoes? Andy Reid or Kyle Shanahan?
Well, definitely Kyle Shanahan. I mean, Andy Reid is not in good shape. I feel like things are not going to end well.
I'm talking about from being an NFL coach.
Yeah.
Whose shoes?
Their aura.
Andy Reid's one of the winningest coaches of all time.
I'd rather be, no. I'm sticking with Shanahan's shoes.
All right, I just thought you misunderstood
the question.
That
dude's got it made. His dad set up everything for him. He learned from his dad. I mean, it's perfect. What a life.
Fun to be the walrus for a day.
So, you know
you
Craig
Stadler. Hawaiian shirts.
You know how Craig Stadler is the walrus, right? Mm-hmm. The golfer. You know he's got a son who played, who was on the tour briefly. Do you know what his son's nickname was?
Like a sea lion or something.
No, it's so much better. So his dad was the walrus, Craig Stadler. He was the smallrus.
Oh, terrific. That's
that good?
Really good.
So would you rather be the smallrus or the walrus?
I love those names.
Yeah, the smallrus.
I'm sure Maura hates that nickname. That's
you don't
a
like the smallrus?
Nickname.
Hmm. All right.
All right.
We're just moving on.
Shoes.
She's
wide receiver.
She's like, yeah, actually, I'm just kind of moving on here.
Money's gotta be the shoes.
Shoes.
You sure it's not the shoes?
I'm sure, Mars.
What about the shoes?
No, Mars.
Money's gotta be the shoes.
Ja'Marr Chase, AJ Brown, or Deebo Samuel?
Thinking of which quarterback you're catching these balls from before I'm thinking about how physically gifted these guys are.
As a quarterback, whose shoes would you rather be in? Having those receivers as your...
Oh, as the quarterback.
I thought this was
who would
which,
I rather throw
which receiver?
To?
Oh. A.J. Brown seems pretty really fun.
Yeah, I'm going to say Jalen. I'd rather be in Jalen Hurts' shoes throwing to A.J. Brown.
Okay.
Just because the catch radius and everything. I mean, God, all three of them are fantastic. It's a really hard question.
I know. There's some really good receivers.
The nice thing about Deebo is you can throw it to him short and then you still get credit for all the yards he runs for.
True, yeah.
Like you throw the ball 7 yards and get credited for 64. I mean, that's kind of a nice thing for your numbers. But I think just the ability to make a mistake. I don't know. Ja'Marr Chase makes up for a lot of mistakes also.
Yeah, Chase is like one of those you throw it in the vicinity. And
I know both he and A.J. Brown. Gosh, I don't know.
A.J. Brown's just so big.
I'd like one of each shoe. I'd like AJ Brown's left shoe and give me Ja'Marr Chase's right shoe.
All right. Well, I know how Salk's going to answer this. This was Justin's nomination. Kevin Burkhardt or Jim Nance?
Oh, tough one, actually.
Greg
I like Jim
Olsen
Nance.
Or Tony Romo's your bro.
Oh,
shoes would I rather
would
be
you
in?
Rather be in Jim Nance's shoes having to work with Tony Romo?
I don't know that I want to work with Greg Olsen either.
Yeah, I was going to say, which one you'd rather work with?
You want
to work with
like
Greg
either.
Olsen or Tony Romo?
I mean, in general, I'd rather be in Jim Nance's shoes because I'd also get to call golf and the Masters and all that.
This is one game.
Just on Sunday? Whose shoes
weekend.
Would I rather be in? Jesus.
You hate both.
You go barefoot again?
It's not close. I would definitely go with being in Kevin Burkhardt's shoes.
Okay.
I couldn't listen to Tony Romo scream that close
barking
to me for that
you?
Long.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out.
I think I'd have to agree. Pretty easy for me, too.
Pretty easy one. It's a good question, but it's a pretty easy answer.
All right, last one. Justin's last nomination was Chiefs fan, Eagles fan, Bengals fan. He says he's not even counting the Niners.
No. Whose shoes would you rather be in? Niners fans don't exist.
I think Chiefs fan.
Really?
You got Patrick Mahomes.
Travis Kelce, yeah.
You went all that time without winning, and now you're in the middle of a dynasty.
Do Chiefs fans feel like this is starting to be like, oh, we better win another one quick?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's some pressure on this one.
More anxiety for them?
Yeah, there should be. But if they do, I mean, now you've won two and been to three.
Yeah.
Like, they're setting themselves up as the next dynasty in the NFL. Yep. So great job. That's fun. I like Who's Shoes. That's one of my favorite things.
Moore is so good at these questions.
I know.
It's the shoes. The shoes. It's gotta be the shoes.
Matt in Oregon says, I definitely get the feeling that Kittle smells like the guy next to Salk on the plane.
Dude, that guy reeked.
Kittle looks like he should be in Roadhouse.
Salk, didn't we have a quarterback here for years named Small Russ? All right. See, that's just, that's not right. That is, that's not right.
Nice.
No one on the West Coast knows about Lords of the Underground. Well, I can't help that. I mean, we got a Lords beat there and a Lords drop all in one. All right. We will open up the phone lines coming up in 20 minutes to start thinking about something you'd like to talk about. We'll do it right after Need to Know next.
Need to know.
15 minutes past every hour with Brock and Salk.
Here's what you need to know. Up first.
Well, John Schneider is not going to be the executive of the year. Once again, that goes to somebody else. Poor John. It just doesn't seem to matter what he does. Draft Russell Wilson in the second round, third round, excuse me, Bobby Wagner, everybody else that came in 2012. Nope. We're going to give it to the guy who drafted Andrew Luck. Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense. This year, it was Howie Roseman who wins it. And look, he is deserving. Obviously, he had a fantastic offseason and created a juggernaut there in Philadelphia that I'm not sure anybody necessarily saw coming. But he also was trying to trade for Russell Wilson. How would that have gone? The fact that Russ didn't want to go to Philly, that makes him a better GM than John? I'm not sure I'd buy all that. Anyway, going to be a great, great weekend of football. I would say I'm as excited for this championship weekend as any I can remember in the last few years. It's the four best teams in the NFL all doing battle. I think any outcome that we get for the Super Bowl will be a great matchup, full of storylines, full of star power. And I could see any of these four teams coming out victorious when it's all said and done. So I like that they're all built a little bit differently. I like that you get quarterbacks in the AFC versus rosters in the NFC. And I think it'll be very instructive as to how the Seahawks should look moving forward.
Here's the second thing you need to know.
I'm still not done being angry about what we saw the other night in the Kraken game with Tyler Myers, all 6'8" of them, just taking a run at Matty Beniers for no reason. Dude didn't have the puck. It's not just that it was a late hit or he got up a little high. It was flat out dirty, as John Buchagras told Bump and Stacey yesterday.
Yeah, that's such a clear cut, dirty interference mugging. I just can't believe that even happened. And that stuff doesn't really happen too much anymore. You got to take that matter into your own hands and protect your rookie and show them he's an important part of the team and do whatever you can, whether it's this time or next time or at that moment. So yeah, at some point, and that might be something that the Kraken might be looking to add up front, maybe some snarl, maybe amongst the forwards a little bit.
It's something I would really like to see them add, and I think it's something they need. Hockey is fascinating in this way, right? Because you've got enforcers, because you've got guys who maybe are irritants and will take a run at someone on the other team, it allows the game to police itself. And right now, it's not just this one hit that makes me say it. I've been watching Matty Beniers take all kinds of hits and cheap shots, etc., from teams from the last few weeks, and you got to find a way to make it stop. He's not supposed to do it. That's not the role of a 20-year-old goal scorer, offensive force like Beniers can be. That's the role of somebody else on the team. And it was nice to see Oleksiak step up and fight. But I think it's got to be somebody who maybe provides a little bit more fear factor than what they're getting right now.
Here's the third thing you need to know.
Well, what else can the Mariners do to make this roster improved before we get to the regular season? Spring training coming up in just a few weeks. There had been a suggestion that maybe the trade market was pretty well dead because of the WBC. Jerry DePoto says not so fast.
I don't think so. I would be shocked if we didn't see multiple trades between now and spring training around the league, just based on the rhetoric we are hearing and the conversations that we're having. Whether we are among them remains to be seen. But the WBC is going to it brings us to spring training earlier and clearly takes a lot of impact players away for a period of time. But I think clubs are still going to go about their business and build their roster, the way they think they should. And and the WBC is it is going to be the tree that's falling, no matter if you're in the woods or out.
Well, I think that's good, and maybe there are still room to add, because I think they could certainly use some more oomph in this batting order. Also, I wouldn't mind a left-handed reliever. For all the talk and hand-wringing about the whole offensive issue. How about a lefty in the pen? It's something I've been calling for a while now. Matt Moore is still out there and available. Guy wanted at the deadline last year that I thought could have helped them. But there's others as well. Zach Britton, who's obviously been a star in his own right. There's some names out there. Would love to see the Kraken, the Mariners add one more from that perspective. All right, there you go. That is everything you need to know. We do that quarter past every hour. All right. Generally, this is my favorite thing. I love that we do this every Friday. Last week, it was kind of weak, though. It took a little while to kind of guilt the people into calling in and felt like nobody had a take until we kind of guilted them into it. And then they remembered that they had things they wanted to say about sports.
The week before, I think you were out and something was wrong with the phone line.
Oh, no, I was in for that.
I couldn't remember. Brock was out.
Yeah.
We kept hanging up on people.
I know.
So
you think you made some people mad.
That was the week I was out.
Maybe they didn't trust it.
Well, this is long running. Fridays at 9:30. We open up the phone lines to whatever you guys want to say, whatever's on your mind, whatever you want to talk about. And there's certainly plenty. Kraken in first place, playing some great hockey, back at it tonight. And I think there's a real conversation about what they need to bring in order to protect Matty Beniers, who is just getting shots taken at him left and right. From a Seahawks perspective, I keep coming back to my question about Geno Smith. Can you win a Super Bowl if you pay Geno Smith big money? Can you? Can they pay him $30, $35 million a year and still win a Super Bowl? If so, they should do it. He deserves it. He's done a great job. And if you believe that you can still build a roster around him with that kind of money, then they should do it. He's a known quantity. And if you don't think that you can do it, well, then you probably need to make a different decision and move on, because if he's not willing to pay for 15 or whatever you think that number is, and I don't know why he would, because I think the market's going to be robust. How do you handle the quarterback position now moving forward as the Seahawks? You want to talk about the number 5 pick? Mel Kiper Jr. says Will Levis, quarterback out of Kentucky. You want to go in that direction? Because if Jalen Carter and Will Anderson are both gone, now you're looking at Tyree Wilson.
Or if they're all gone, you
or
want
somebody
draft,
else.
Trade back.
So where are you right now on the Seahawks draft? Where are you with the Mariners and what they've accomplished or not accomplished, as we are just a couple of weeks away from spring training? So 866-979-3776 is the phone number, 866-979-3776. Open phone lines, your call. Championship games this weekend, what you plan to see, watch for, what you're hoping to learn. We'll take them all. 866-979-3776. You're next on Brock and Salk, Seattle Sports on 710, seattlesports.com.
You're listening to Brock and Salk,
powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio
on Seattle Sports Station.
Put you in the Friday mood right there. A little fella cootie and a fella Friday. Here on Seattle Sports on 710salesports.com, this hour is brought to you by 3010 Weight Loss for Life. Nice to see the people on the phone lines here, so we'll jump right into your calls. We've got about 15 minutes of them, and then we'll finish off the week with some ranking. 866-979-3776. As you know, open phone lines means whatever is on your mind. So let's start off with Justin in Seattle. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What's going on?
How are you all? I've been hearing a lot. I like Geno. I think he's good. But we're talking Super Bowl. I just don't see it. And Justin, I am also a Justin from Cincinnati. And I watched all those years of Andy Dalton throwing interceptions during playoff games to lose the playoff game. And I feel like Geno has shown us in the back end that, like, in crucial moments, when it comes down to him, he has a fumble or he throws an interception or he just doesn't complete that one that really puts him over the edge.
Well, I think there's something to that. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that second part is a really good point, right? I mean, do you believe it's not so much that Geno hasn't earned that kind of money? He has. I mean, that's the going rate for quarterbacks who have performed like he have in the NFL. But can you win a Super Bowl with it? And I think the Andy Dalton comp is an interesting one. I don't know whether he's had nearly as many chances as Andy Dalton. I also think you can make an argument that he was such a leader in what he did this year and handling adversity. I don't know whether Geno himself faltered or failed in big situations. He did in one. He succeeded in another. I don't view what happened in the San Francisco playoff game to really be on him. I know he had the fumble, but I don't know. The defense just, to me, was much more the problem in that game. I'm having difficulty with the idea of how you build a roster that is going to win a Super Bowl while paying him that kind of cash. Let's go to Dustin in Seattle. Good morning, Dustin.
Good morning, Salt. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Hey, I have a question for you regarding the Mariners and their health. I've heard you talk about in the past that the team last year didn't live up to its potential, and we have a need for, you know, you can talk about the need for different hitters and whatnot. But my question is this. So we had so many guys injured last year, Haniger, Julio, Kyle, Ty, JP, everybody was hurt. Some of them all at the same time at periods. You remember that?
Yeah.
It was horrible. So my point is this, like, don't we have a lot of potential? And I'll take your answer offline. Don't we have a lot of potential going forward, even if we just don't necessarily have as many injuries? Mm. And is that realistic to expect, along with the addition of, what's his name,
Teoscar Hernandez? Yeah. So, Dustin, good question. Yeah. I appreciate it. All right. Let me try to jump in and answer. That's a good question. Look, whatever health issues the Mariners had on the offensive side last year, I think they're going to be balanced off by just how unbelievably healthy they were pitching-wise, right? None of their starters missed significant time due to injury. Their bullpen was reasonably healthy all year long after Sadler got hurt off the bat. I mean, they really were as healthy as you're going to get on the more important side of things. So I don't know that I can look at last year and say health was a concern for them or that was a reason why they didn't win more games than they did. Quite frankly, I don't even know if I said that underperformed last year. I think they performed pretty well around expectation. They won 90 games again. They made the postseason. They won a series. They battled the Astros hard in two of those three games, maybe all three. So I don't know that I feel that way. Could they be healthier? Maybe. I mean, Haniger obviously had some major injuries, and Ty France just keeps getting dinged up in and around his hands and thumbs and stuff, wrists. But I don't know. I don't get the sense that injuries were a major concern. I mean, Julio played in most of the games. Yeah, he had a couple, you know, the back and a couple other things. But I don't know. I did not look at last year and say that they were really beset by injuries other than Mitch Haniger. So go to Phil, who's in Tacoma. What's going on, Phil? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
Hey, how we doing?
Pretty good. Hey, so I just wanted to talk about the Geno situation as well. I think that the overwhelming answer for the, you know, that end of the year question that you guys posed regarding, you know, what contributed to the Seahawks' success the most, the overwhelming answer was like, basically, I think like coaching, and I think Brock said culture as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the Seahawks can ultimately, you know, John and Pete can ultimately get someone like Geno or Drew Lock or anybody to, you know, buy into that mentality that, you know, we're going to make some moves this offseason, especially on, you know, the defensive side of the ball. And we could, you know, make something happen, make a realistic run at a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And I know that Geno is probably, you know, trying to secure his bag or, you know, what have you. But I think that, you know, you can get anybody, any quarterback to buy in the, you know, basically a winning mentality.
Well, sure. But they also got to be able to complete the passes, right? I mean, say what you want. And again, I don't know whether you should sign Geno Smith to the kind of money that's being talked about. But I'm not going to take anything away from what he actually accomplished last year. He did complete those passes. He did throw accurately. He was in command of the huddle. He did make good decisions. He did throw well on the run and fit perfectly into this Shane Waldron system with all of the boots and waggles and all that stuff. I can't take any of that away from him. I really like what Geno Smith did last year. I don't know if it's repeatable with another quarterback or not. But I think you got to look at that and say which has a better chance, the chance for another quarterback to repeat that or the chance for the Seahawks to improve enough while paying Geno more to get themselves to where they need to be. And that's, I think, what John Schneider and Pete Carroll need to be asking themselves moving forward. 866-979-3776. We go Kevin in Port Orchard. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Mike. First off, I love your rank. Don't change a thing. Hey,
I would never.
There is no way I'm re-signing Geno. The list of NFL quarterbacks that have had one good year, gotten a payday, and fallen off the map is long. I mean, just names like Kevin Cobb come to mind, right? I wouldn't sign him. If I'm the Seahawks, I either start Drew or I make a run at somebody like the Vegas Raiders quarterback, Carr. Yeah, and you make a run at somebody like that for a year or two because you know that Carr's done it consistently. And then you draft somebody in the third or fourth round and hope they can develop for a year or two. But I'm not going to flush 10 or 15 million. I don't think he's got it long term. We've never seen it consistently. And I think he goes backwards next year if he gets a big payday.
Yeah, that's a good call. I get where you're coming from. I don't know whether I would agree with all that, though. I mean, Kevin Cobb, Scott Mitchell, some of those other names that did it for 1 year. Hey, they went elsewhere. And then failed. They didn't fail in the place where they were having success. They tried to, you know, recreate it elsewhere, and that's where they faltered. Also, most of those guys didn't do it for a full season. Rob Johnson and, oh, geez. Oh, sorry about that. I think I hit the wrong button. Rob Johnson and Kevin Cobb and Scott Mitchell, they did it for like a period of a few games and then weren't able to recreate that. Look, if Geno Smith's willing to sign for 10 or 15 million, you should do that. That is peanuts on the dollar for a quarterback, and they should absolutely take advantage of that. That is not that much more than a first-round rookie quarterback makes. You can win with that. But if that number is where I think the market will bear, which is somewhere over 25, 30, 35, well, now all of a sudden I think you got a much harder decision to make at that point. 866-979-3776. I'm kind of curious where this is going. McGuire is in Bellingham. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Mike, this is McGuire. Just wanted to show you guys some appreciation for what you do on the show and how I've learned a lot through listening to your show about, you know, football. Specifically, I never played, so it's just been good to learn. We're about to end baseball, too. I haven't played in forever, so that was, like, back in seventh grade when I last played. So you guys really helped me learn a lot and feel a bit more into the sport and not just like, oh, Seahawks, they better win every game, right?
Okay.
You know, that sort of silly stuff.
Well, thanks, man.
I also got a funny story involving your show from a few weeks ago.
Oh,
so I was out for a run listening to the show, and my AirPod case had broken, so I had to listen to it out loud. And right as I passed by this guy, you were talking about this little dentist thing,
yeah.
And you say, I just don't think I'm okay with someone in their 20s drilling into my mouth.
All right.
Oh, no.
That's enough. We're going to move on from that.
McGuire.
All right. Oh, jeez. Look, you're just going to find somebody else.
Well, the show probably created some weird looks for people, I would imagine.
I would imagine that one certainly did. All right. 866-979-3776. Let's go to Jonathan, who's in Vegas. Jonathan, what's going on?
Hey, man. Super stoked to talk to you guys. I've been listening to you guys for like 6 years. And
appreciate it.
Outside box approach. What if we don't sign Geno? We, lack for a better term, kind of tank this year.
No.
Trade back our picks. You know, build up the. Hear me out. Build out the team on the defensive line.
Jonathan.
No, I'm not saying just.
Jonathan.
Caleb Williams.
Jonathan.
Yeah.
Does anything about Pete Carroll tell you that's going to happen? They made the playoffs this year, man. They didn't. It's not like they went 6-11. They went 9-8 and made the playoffs.
Right. No, and I get you. I totally get you. My point is just don't go for Geno Smith. Build the team, and then next year trade the farm for Caleb Williams.
Oh, okay. So you're not tanking in between. All right.
No, yeah, exactly. Still be competitive. Still give, you know, the Niners and the Rams a run for their money, but build the team. Don't, you know, invest in Geno and get Caleb Williams, who a lot of people are thinking is the closest thing to Pat Mahomes we've seen in a long time.
Yeah. Look, maybe, and I think if it works out that way, I don't see the Seahawks pulling it off that way. I don't think they want to get involved in that kind of behavior. I think they're just going to try to win. That's just who they are.
I don't think they can think 2 years out either.
I don't think, not in this NFL. I mean, I think you have to be concerned with the here and now because the league changes so darn quickly. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. We'll grab a couple more here. 866-979-3776. Let me try Mike, who's in Spokane. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Yeah, I've talked a lot about Geno Smith. My first option would be to try to get maybe a longer-term deal, a little bit less money, maybe 4 years, $100 million. Hopefully that would entice him to stay, knowing that he's going to be around for a while, knowing that he has a little more guaranteed money. Still at $25 million a year, I think that's still a bargain, especially year two and three. When
so what do you do, Mike? What do you do when Geno Smith says no? The market says 30. I want 30.
So if he says no, I have franchise tag him. That way you get it for at least 1 year.
But you're not paying him 32, right? I mean, you're still going to pay him $32 million for that year.
Yeah.
So you're willing to do that.
I think would be the best option because you need a quarterback. I don't trust Drew Locke. I don't trust any rookies yet. What I've seen with Drew Locke is his accuracy. You know, he hasn't really shown me that he can. I mean, he had a chance in Denver last year, and that team had a great defense.
So what did Geno shown you a year ago?
Oh, obviously showed he was the most accurate quarterback in the league.
No, before
Year before. I said a year before, he showed that he could be a productive quarterback when he came in and filled in for Russell Wilson. I mean, his rating was over 100. He had 5 touchdowns, 1 interception. He came in cold, led us on a 98-yard touchdown drive. His first, drive coming in, filling in for Russell.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he showed enough the year before when he came in. He was accurate. I think he was above 65% completion percentage in the time that he had. So he showed that he could be productive, that he could be a good decision maker in that time.
Mm.
And then he obviously showed last year.
Yeah, I mean, certainly what he did this past year was impressive. I don't know. He had not shown all that to me. I mean, he went 1-3 during that time beating the Jaguars. I was not that impressed with what Geno had done the previous year. But kudos to him. I mean, obviously what he did this past season was incredible, and I think he's going to get paid. If you're willing to franchise tag him, I don't know why you wouldn't be willing to sign him then for 30-something million a year. I don't know whether you can do that and still find ways to win the Super Bowl. But if they can find a path to do that, I'm all for it. I like Geno. I'd be happy for him to be our starter moving forward here in Seattle. But you better know that there is a pathway to winning a Super Bowl while paying him that kind of money.
Yeah, I also think that a lot of people, and probably myself included, like the idea of trying to do it on a rookie quarterback deal.
Sure.
So
I understand that.
Franchise tags 1 year, maybe get a shot at the good rookie the next year. I don't know.
Totally agree. Let's do some ranking.
Got a list? Time to put it in order.
Fred Dwarmfor's house. Top five meals that I have ever had.
This is Ranked.
To be honest, that list was really biased.
Brought to you by Carter Volkswagen. Every morning at 9:45 on Brock and Saul.
Yeah, top 10 list. I'm not buying that.
Ranked.
So I mentioned that I took my daughter, Avery, to Vegas Wednesday night. And while we were originally supposed to go see Aerosmith, and then Steve Tyler got sick. And so that wasn't rescheduled. And so instead, I took her to see O, the Cirque du Soleil show.
What does that mean? What is the O?
It's just O. This is the letter O.
I kind of thought they had themes.
I think that means liquid. I think that means liquid in French. And so the whole show is like part in water. It's really great. It's beautiful. The music's awesome. Really fun. But with that in mind, O's ranked.
O?
O's ranked. You know, like O Sherry.
O Sherry. There we go.
We're just keeping this out of your hat today.
Just like that, Maura. Right. We're back to ranked.
O Sherry.
Didn't learn anything from yesterday?
Or Shohei Ohtani.
True.
Oh my goodness, Shohei Ohtani, what can't he do?
That's right. Maybe this should have been in the top five. I don't know.
I love this.
It's pretty good.
Aaron Goldsmith had actual explanations in between his as to why he put them in there.
That's
wasn't
nice.
Just back-to-back-to-back rapid fire.
Why don't you go marry him?
How old are we right now?
I'm the one that has to grow up because I like the pen and mascots. Get out of here.
Why don't you go marry
Peter
him?
Pan.
Wow. Do you like that Oh Yeah song? Is that better in the Twix commercials or in Ferris Bueller?
The movie, Ferris Bueller, yeah. Okay. I'm immediately back on my bedroom fold-out couch chair thing.
Okay.
What's this called?
Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Clementine.
Could do without this one, though.
You don't need that one? How about this one? This one slaps, Justin.
Yeah.
Is this one a banger?
Let go. X's and O's. I would say that's a hit. Yeah, that's a hitter.
Okay. How about the OCs?
Interesting band.
There's a lot of...
surprised you know about the OCs.
Yeah, there's a lot of, whatchamacallit in there. Queens of the Stone Age.
Sure. Yeah, some of that dirty, sludgy. Yeah. Sounds like it's recorded in a garage.
Caius, Queens of the Stone Age.
Sure. Lo-fi, analog, analog
I hear
sound.
A lot of that. There's a lot of Christmas songs with O. Here's one of them. That's O Holy Night. You got O Tannenbaum.
Yeah, there's a lot.
There's a bunch that start with O.
A lot of religious songs start with O.
Yeah.
Ooh, now, I just saw one go by that I think you guys missed.
Oh, no. What was that? It.
Sierra and Ludacris O.
Sure about that?
Did we miss it?
Did we miss it? Or had I just not gotten to it yet?
I actually love this song.
I've always loved that song.
That
yeah.
song's a really, that's a hitter. That's a heater. I would say that's a banger as well.
Got O Town.
Repeat.
Who came up for Town's ranked, of course. You got Sandra O.
O Town has made the list twice this week.
I know.
They were a one hit wonder. How does that even happen?
I don't know. That just happens. They didn't make the list, just honorable mentions. I mean, you got Sandra O, you got Oh God, You Devil, Oh Brother, Where Out Thou, Where Art Thou.
Where Art Thou.
You got the O.C.
Terrible show.
You got the O. Henry bar.
Yeah, and O. Henry.
You got Albert O, Russ's tight end there in Denver, and Apollo Oh No.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
Not as good as Otani.
Gotta have that one. Oh, Captain, my Captain.
The 360 says Bozo, like the like the perpetrators of this segment.
What about SpaghettiOs?
Yeah. What about SpaghettiOs or Cheerios?
Oasis. Yeah.
Yep.
360, OMG, I hate this segment.
Hmm. Well, maybe you just don't like the OJs. I hear that song, I say, oh boy, Oberto.
There we go. Oh, darling. Ugh. If you leave me. Love it.
907, oh snap, I forgot to turn my radio off for this segment.
Then you wouldn't get to hear Richie Valens. Who came up with this one again? Oh, this was Morris.
This was Morris.
That's a nice song. That's a very sweet song.
I think. Oh, what a night. Late
December back in 63. What a man. That one belongs in there for sure.
Yes, it does. How about a little rock?
Little GNR?
Little GNR.
Oh. That'll be Sweet Child.
Oh, mine.
Yeah.
For that sure. works. Good. I'm glad that made it.
I can't go to the game tonight anymore.
I'm sorry.
I think that's true.
Well, sure. Would you rather go to take that spot?
Would you rather go to a game at the O.co Coliseum? Is that what you want?
God, this is so.
What?
Having a good one yesterday is intensified.
Makes it even worse. Yeah.
You like when they do that at the Orioles games and everybody says O at the same time?
Mm-hmm. You gotta let the last of that one play. That's
number five.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
The very beginning of Baby Got Back. Got a sort of Seattle theme to it, right?
That'll work.
Gotta put that one in there. Number four. Everybody knows the song, but hopefully you know it's called O Fortuna.
Yeah.
That had to be on the list, didn't it?
And for all the people who are texting in about the Irish names of the O'Malley, O'Connor, the O'Douls.
That's not in here.
Can't do that.
No, you'd never finish.
Oh, I do wish we got 303. That's a miss for me.
You never finish now.
Well, still. We wouldn't have enough time if we went through all of those. So, number three. Look at this car. All I say is, look, mommy, I'm no good. I'm so good. I'm just going to trust you that that's all totally clean. It seemed to be.
It's a radio edit.
Sure, we're. Oh, it's a radio edit.
What about Sean the Crane guy? Says, "Oh, the Pringle Fingers."
Thanks, John. I thought Sean the Crane guy was selling me out on this yesterday. He said he didn't like it.
Well, Sean
and yet here
guy,
he is.
Sean the Crane guy finds a way to bring up old Pringle Fingers every day. So that's just his
is he
way
the one
today.
Who created it?
I think so. Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, still, yesterday he's selling out Rank. Oh, I don't like Ranked. And now today you're contributing.
Back.
That's right. I see how this goes. Number two. Pretty woman, won't you pardon me, pretty woman? Now, Maura got upset at this morning when she saw this one on the list and thought I was being ridiculous, but the name of the song is Oh Pretty Woman.
To be fair, Justin thought the same. I thought that song was called Pretty Woman. I've never heard someone say, oh, you know that song, Oh Pretty Woman?
I had neither. I actually truly did not know it was Oh Pretty Woman.
That's what it's called.
That's why it's on the list.
That's why it's number two.
That's why it's on the podium.
On this list. It's an all-timer, right? Roy Orbison?
Yes, we know 253 of the clip from Office Space that we can't play.
Yeah, we're not playing that. Unfortunately, Drew, despite being a fantastic character.
Not going to work here.
Yeah, we can't play that.
No.
Sorry. But yes, we know. We're aware. And we're holding a place for him somewhere on this honorable mention list.
Did Red Hot Chili Peppers, Hey-O?
Oh, yeah, we did miss that one. That's a bummer.
I don't know if we'd miss that one.
Kind of missed it. Number one, did anybody text this in? I haven't been looking at the text machine. I would hope people in Seattle at least thought of number one, because to me, this is far and away the number one O. That should be pretty
easy. Number one, and we did get a few.
Okay, good.
Good. People are on it.
Good.
Appreciate that.
That's what I like to hear.
Ranks back in order. Phew. Thank you.
Don't you feel better now?
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. It was. The Goldsmith one was a fun dust. It was a change up.
Okay.
I appreciated the curveball. It was all good and fun, but this is really where it's at for me.
This is now still in my head. Steve Perry. This is what, post-Journey?
Yeah, this is solo Steve Perry.
All right, we got to get out of here. Enjoy.
You started the show saying that you felt old, and then someone just texted in, your list makes me feel old.
Shut up.
I'm just glad we had Sierra O in there for more.
I do like
that. I got the OCs.
I like Cameron, too.
That's
new. Oh, did you get Oh Boy Alberto?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
Good.
Don't worry. I got that one. Stick around for Bub and Stacy. We have a great, great weekend of NFL games to watch, and we'll catch you guys Monday morning, 6 a.m. Until then, the hay is in the barn. See ya.
Get to the chopper!